BT Bull is the article. France Telecom: privatization in the dock following suicides allegedly caused by the bosses in the socialist issue. 1040 on the spate of suicides in France Telecom will come as no surprise to communication workers union activists in British Telecom, BT. It was already known many years ago. While the consequences of the privatization of France Telecom may have been particularly brutal, the broad thrust of bullying management and attempts at eroding workers' dignity and self-confidence also happened to a large degree at BT. Any union rep who had members in stats-obsessed customer-facing units can tell stories of union members breaking down in tears in union offices as a result of sustained and intense pressure from management aimed at managing people out of the business. It was always wise to keep a large box of tissues in the office. Many workers were signed off with stress, many had difficulty sleeping, and virtually all dreaded coming to work. Some did indeed contemplate suicide. Managers in BT tried to convince workers that they weren't up to their job and perhaps they should think about leaving. A favorite tactic was managers bumping into targeted workers in the car park and trying to convince them that they ought to leave. They particularly liked to do this as a worker was going on leave, so they spent their whole family holiday worrying about work. They would often convince workers to sign a confidentiality agreement waiving their rights to an employment tribunal in return for 3 or 4 months' salary. There may not have been so many suicides in Britain, but the psychological destruction inflicted by managers was the same. It is welcoming that the senior managers at France Telecom are to face criminal charges arising from their management methods, and it is an example that Jeremy Corbyn should follow if he becomes Prime Minister. If it can be proved that management bullying was directly linked to the death of a worker, that manager has committed manslaughter just the same as if a worker had been forced to use dangerous machinery, and should be charged accordingly. The real solution, however, is to take these industries back into public ownership and drive these managers out of the workplace and off our backs. Clive Walder, Birmingham.